Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to give you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. First, a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. Well, it was a good day of trade. The Nifty managed to scale 11,000. The Nifty and Sensex eventually were at four-month highs. And we had the FIIs as well as the DIIs net buy in yesterday's trading session, with the FIIs pumping in almost 700 odd crores and the DIIs coming in with almost 600 crores in terms of net buying yesterday. Now, however, there are few stocks which seem to be leading the Nifty gains. So, for example, there are a clutch of stocks such as Reliance Industries, Infosys, Axis, TechM, HCL Tech, which seem to be really leading the markets higher and helping the Nifty sustain at these levels. Now, in terms of what took place, in terms of cues for today, we have the US markets, which ended a little subdued in yesterday's trading session. We have Asia, which is largely lower, and we have Brent crude, which is still hovering at those levels of around $62 per barrel. So net-net, the SGX is indicating that maybe it could be a little bit of a softer start, but it would probably be par for course considering the strong run-up that we've seen for our markets. Now, the big cue for today has to be the RBI credit policy, which will be unveiled at 11:45 a.m. today. Remember, it is the first policy of 2019, and it is the first policy under the new RBI governor, Shaktikanta Das. The street is expecting a change in stance to neutral versus calibrated tightening, and the street seems to be quite divided in terms of whether or not there would be a rate cut. Remember that the bond yield has probably factored a lot of the concerns in, considering that it has hardened around 10 basis points pre-budget to current levels of around 7.38%. Remember, it is also weekly Bank Nifty options expiry, so you can expect a lot of action in financial stocks in today's trading session. Results post-market included Vodafone Idea, Cummins, Indraprastha Gas, Manappuram, which all came out with numbers. And results coming out today include the big boy Tata Motors, Grasim, Aurobindo, Arvind, SAIL, Cadila, MRF, Suzlon, just to name a few. Well, in terms of stocks to watch out for, Vodafone Idea will be reacting to its numbers. The company reported a loss of around 5,000 odd crores. Cummins, which came out with its numbers, IGL, and a couple of others, including something like a Jindal Stainless. The net profit was down 61% year-on-year. Future Consumer, the net loss was 5.4 crores versus a loss of 6.1 crore year-on-year. TBZ, where the net profit grew 50% on a year-on-year basis. Manappuram Finance, net profit was up 44% on a year-on-year basis. And a couple of other result reactions include Himat Sinca, where the profit was just about higher by around 2.2 crores. Kaya, where the net loss narrowed year-on-year. And others include Fortis Malar and UFO Movies.